The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Welcome to another program with Truths to Live By, a ministry of Harriman Baptist Tabernacle in Harriman, Tennessee. You're listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. I pray we would be a blessing to you today. With our Bibles open again to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, we continue in verse number 2. And today we begin looking at the spiritual assembly. Verse 2, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Now for a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, Lord, I pray that you would help me now, Lord, to instruct your people out of the Word of God. May we honor Christ with every word and every desire, Lord, that you would receive all the glory. I ask for your grace, mercy, and peace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And so our Bibles now have proclaimed to us the truth concerning the saints of God in Corinth, but then all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. And I believe we see here that spiritual assembly. You see, the Apostle Paul is aware that beyond the local church at Corinth, there are others in every place who call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. In other words, Paul says, the church which is his body, the body of Christ, is made up of all kinds of people from all kinds of places all around the world. And therefore we see that which is separate and different. Local churches, yet all a part of the body of Christ. Yet standing independent, local, autonomous, and thus making the body of Christ in practice where you are and the church to which you belong. So we see both theirs and ours, or that which is shared and declared. So I in no means am declaring some sort of universal church of which all people of all religions belong. No, only those who call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord make up the body of Christ. Only those who have submitted themselves to the gospel of Christ, thus obeying the head of the church and of the body even the Lord Jesus Christ. For there is but one name, the name of Jesus Christ, by which all men are saved. Acts chapter 4, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. But then not only the name, but the nature of Jesus Christ our Lord. You see, those who are truly born again, those who are a part of the church, they own and confess the deity, the humanity, and the ministry of Jesus Christ our Lord. Look it up in John chapter 8, verse 24, verse 58, and 2 John verses 7 through 9. No true believer and follower of Christ has any problem with the Lordship of Christ. The Lord Jesus is seen and worshiped as the absolute sovereign of our hearts and our lives. Yea, we gladly submit and rejoice in His mediatorial nature and work as the man Christ Jesus, who stands between God and men, that He might bring us to God, according to the words of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. The name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Now then, the will of God, verse 1. The church of God, verse 2. These are those words that should command our attention before God. But now we look to verse 3, we see grace, we see peace from God our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have the favor of God in view. And our hearts' full attention should be cast toward the Lord. God as our benefactor, we see God, and then God our Father, and then from Jesus Christ our Lord, or God as our Savior. And so we come to grace. Here is strength for the soul. God as our benefactor confers spiritual blessings, heavenly privileges, eternal benefits upon all who come to Him by Jesus Christ. We have been brought into God's divine favor with the waters of the wrath and vengeance of God, having been assuaged and removed from us by the blood and sacrifice of God's dear Son. Now, the countenance of God is that of a father toward his child, filled with kind regard, and grace brings strength for the soul, salvation for the soul in Christ, yea, the kindness of God toward man through Christ Jesus, for it is by grace through faith that man is saved. But here we think of the grace that sustains and strengthens the saints. For Paul is writing to those who are already saved and sanctified by virtue of their position in Christ and by the eternal value of His atoning work upon the cross. And so we are strengthened by this grace of God, through which we are settled according to Romans 4:16, in which we stand according to Romans 5 verses 1 and 2, grace with which we serve according to 1 Corinthians 15:10, Hebrews 12:28, grace through which we are sustained, 2 Corinthians 1:12, 1 Peter 5:5-10, and grace in which we are stabilized, Titus 2:11-14, Hebrews 13:9. Therefore we call this and know it to be, according to the words of Peter, from the mouth of God, the true grace of God. But then he mentions peace, or security for the soul. When we think of peace, we must remember it is security and the rest of the soul in Christ. Peace is God's quietness toward men through Christ Jesus. We are settled by His peace as it rests and rules in our hearts and minds like a mighty citadel, like a mighty river flowing, Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. God, our benefactor, but then God as our Father. This wonderful grace and peace comes from our Heavenly Father, He who cares for His beloved children and daily loadeth us down with spiritual benefits rooted in those spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus our Lord. This brings us to God our Savior. This grace and peace comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We have been brought into a living and loving relationship with the Father through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We are birthed into the family of God by the Word of God, by the Spirit of God. We have been delivered out of the devil's dominion. We have been delivered out from under the power of sin. The penalty of sin has been removed. We await the blessed hope, Titus chapter 2, verse 13, even the salvation of our souls that's coming, Romans 13, when we shall be completely delivered from the presence of sin. Hallelujah for God our Savior, God our Father, and God our benefactor. In the words of John the Apostle, even so come, Lord Jesus. We thank you for making this ministry a part of your day. And in closing, we want to point you to the words of our Lord in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. He answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And truly, it is written. God's word, every word, presents us with truths to live by. You've been listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. Please send all correspondence to Truths to Live By, P.O. Box 575, Harriman, Tennessee 37748. Or you can email us at bmarkcooley@gmail.com. And finally, brethren, pray for us.